Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Enrichment of the Self and Soul by Richard Chura empowers readers to harness the power of self with spirituality so they can find a deeper meaning in life than they are looking for in spirituality. The book beckons readers from every walk of life. It's being called the tour de force of the self. This book shows how to enhance oneself in the soul by combining spiritual thinking with other fields so as to reach the inner wellspring of sacredness, symbols, epiphanies, and cosmic vision. Richard was born and grew up in Hartford, Connecticut, graduated from the University of Hartford with a degree in mechanical engineering, later pursued graduate courses at the University of Hartford and the University of New Haven. He likes to write about the mysteries of spirituality, science, art, and philosophy. A four-year veteran at the U.S. Air Force, worked for over 25 years as an engineering consultant with Fortune 500 companies, Richard Chura, author of Enrichment of the Self and Soul, is our guest on This Week in America. Richard, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for the to be here with you. I've always looked forward to this.
Well, it's a pleasure, and there's such a powerful message in your book, Enrichment of the Soul and Self. Let's talk a little bit about the book. I didn't want to give away too much there. Tell us about the book.
Well, Enrichment of the Self and Soul is a book that informs, inspires, and describes the self as an essential part of spirituality and a more meaningful life. It has as many important facts that are interesting and add meaning to your life. Self is not just part of self, esteem, and personality. It is a big part of spirituality, culture, and the arts. This book describes the self in dozens of ways and also shows that it is a very big part of high achievements. This book reveals how the power of self can be harnessed by combining spiritual and artistic vision, culture, science, and sacredness to make your life more meaningful. It claims the self can be intellectually grasped and scientifically examined. This book describes how others have experienced a wealth of moments on how to enhance oneself and the soul by combining self with other fields so as to instill inside yourself ideas that are so essential for spirituality. This book answers the need for those who are looking for spirituality to satisfy their self and soul in a new way than what they have been. It is for the Generation X, Millennials, Baby Boomers, and Silent Generation, also a new group called Nothing in Particular, plus Atheists and Agnostics, and Pandemics. Some of these people are in the shadows and feel cut off and helpless because of the pandemic, globalization, or the economy.
Well, it sounds like this book has a very important message for everyone. The book is Enrichment of the Self and Soul. Richard Chura is the author and our guest on the program. That's Choura. Give you information throughout the program. His website is richardchura.com. Book available at the publisher, globalsummithouse.com. We'll give you that throughout the program, and you can get the information when you link on to our website. Richard, what was the inspiration for writing this book, Enrichment of the Self and Soul?
Well, Rick, I wrote this book because I could hardly find any books about the self. And I found many high achievers said it was important. I found that it was important in many different subject matters and that people would want to know about it before they died. I found that it was a good way to enrich yourself and soul.
And this book really is unique. A lot of the reviews talking about this book is new. It's a new message. Why do you think the book is unique? What about it makes it unique?
Well, Rick, there are very few books out there that are alike in Richmond of self and soul that give you a full description of what the self is from different spiritual, cultural, and scientific viewpoints like psychology, religion, art, philosophy, physiology, music, and lots of other fields. Enrichment of the Self and Soul is one of the only books that helps you to learn about your spiritual and everyday self. It is one of the few books that reveals mysteries that affect yourself. It stretches your spirituality, knowledge, and personal vision and lifts you to a new level. It is the only book out there that gives the reader various explanations of what the self is and how you can use it to better your life, your meaning, and get a better spirituality. This book is unique because it increases your understanding of how the self has inspired many great achievers to prosper. It shows how you can be part of higher achievements in spirituality, art, philosophy, music, literature, and more.
And it is written in such a way that it's very relatable, understandable. It really makes this a life-altering book. The book is Enrichment of the Self and Soul. Richard Chura is our guest and the author, Choura. We'll give you the availability of the book as we go through the program. Richard, what is the purpose of the book, would you say?
The purpose of the book is to give readers an enriched self and soul so that they can find a deeper, more satisfying meaning in life that they are looking for. Its purpose is to reveal what the elements of the self are. It makes profound mysteries easy to understand and shows that they relate to the self and soul. It offers new illuminations for enhancement of the self and soul. This book helps you understand mysteries that you would ordinarily miss. The purpose of this book is to help the reader possess spiritual growth with creative thought, the sacredness of origin, the holiness of originality, the dew of freshness, the priority of philosophical genius, and the capacity to extract knowledge with an intensity of feeling that no one has done before.
I love that. The book helps you understand mysteries that you would ordinarily miss. The book really changes your perception. Book available at Global Summit House. Available, of course, Amazon, the usual places, by Richard Chura. The title is Enrichment of the Self and Soul. Richard, who is the target audience? Do you have somebody in particular in mind as you're talking about it and writing the book?
Yes, Rick. In general, this book beckons to readers from every walk of life. It should be included in a genre of books like spirituality, self-help, metaphysics, thinking and consciousness, and philosophy. It is a tour de force of the self, but it's for everybody. In general, my target audience is those who see a message of change from God in the pandemic virus. Recent polls show that believers feel that God is telling humanity to change how it lives. The University of Chicago School of Divinity and the Associated Press, it's called NORC, Center for Public Affairs, show that people were searching for deeper meaning and spirituality outside their faith, even before the pandemic began. Many feel that they should get their act together. Many feel if they don't, the misery will continue. Many are feeling anxious, lonely, and depressed. The result is that many are seeking answers in something that will give them more satisfaction and deeper meaning and spirituality in everyday life. Enrichment of Self and Soul is a book that solves this problem. It helps you understand the mystery of your true self and shows a new way in connecting to spiritual and intellectual vision with culture, science, sacredness, and cosmic vision. It has many descriptions of people who have.
The book is Enrichment of the Self and Soul by Richard Chura, marketed by Global Summit House, a publishing and marketing company that caters to the author's needs. GlobalSummitHouse.com is their website. Richard, is there one single message that you would say is the most important message in your book?
Well, I would start by saying people aren't born knowing about how to manage their spirituality or to find meaning, and everybody makes mistakes in life. Too often people feel there's something wrong within themselves when they have to translate paying their bills every month, or they feel unworthy, guilty, or ashamed. Others may have left their faith. What you can do by reading this book, you will learn why other great people think that self is important, and some pathways for you that will make you a higher achiever. You will also learn about some of life's mysteries, which are quite interesting and important. According to Albert Einstein, the most beautiful and deepest experience a man and woman can have is the sense of the mysterious. In many cultures, knowledge of self and soul is considered one of the most important things in life. Enriching the self and soul brings the mystery of self down to earth for everyone and enhances you to become part of higher achievements that connect the physical and metaphysical world related to spirituality, psychology, art, religion, quantum physics, music, literature, and philosophy. Also called the seed of the soul or principle of life, everyone can use the enriched self to improve their spirituality, meaning in life, and creative energies. Your time is limited, so don't waste time waiting to do something. You don't need magic to change yourself. Be good to yourself, and you can become better today. Learning about yourself may put you onto epiphanies and cosmic thinking that have the power to change your vision and increase your spirituality. It is important to read this book because it will add to your spirituality and reveal mysteries and facts that could better your life.
I love that. You don't need magic to change yourself. Richard Chura, our guest on the program, C-H-O-U-R-A, his website, richardchura.com. So many questions answered in this book. You'll find it available wherever books are sold. GlobalSummitHouse.com, for example, one of the places. Link onto our website and get all of that information. Richard, there's so much here in this book. How long did it take you to write this?
Well, it took me 6 years of hard research.
Well, I was going to ask about that. What kind of special research was involved in writing this book? It's almost like you find one thing and then it leads to another, which leads to another. I can see why it would take years to do this. What was the special research involved?
Well, the special research was in many different university libraries in 5 different states.
Wow.
I bought, also, in addition to that, I bought and read many, many books from bookstores in fields such as literature, comparative religion, psychology, quantum physics, arts, psychology, poetry, philosophy, history, and theology. All these books contain positive viewpoints and experiences of the self. It showed that many people that were famous thought knowledge of the self was important for success in life.
Well, that research was extensive, and we thank you for keeping a number of bookstores open during the course of that five, 6 years that you were out there and going in and buying that. But it's fascinating what goes into this. It's not like you get an idea and you sit with it. You do thorough research in all these different genres to develop the thought process for enrichment of the self and soul. What is the advantage for people to read the self and the soul? What's the main advantage? What will they gain out of it, do you think?
Well, I'd like to say a famous writer once said, always read stuff that makes you look good in case you die in the middle of it. But anyway, there are very few books out there that gives you a full description of what the self and soul is and how it's important from any different aesthetic culture and scientific viewpoints, such as art and all these fields we just discussed. The advantage is helping you learn all you can about yourself. The self is kind of like the DNA of the soul. But anyway, it will stretch your spirituality, your meaning in life, and personal vision to a new level. It will adjust your spirituality to a new focus. It will also tell you about many of life's mysteries that affect your spiritual and everyday self. In the book of life, those that learn about the self read only one page in the book of life. That is why in many cultures there are customs for learning about the self from an early age.
The book is Enrichment of the Self and Soul. The author is Richard Chura, C-H-O-U-R-A. His website, richardchura.com. Book at globalsummonhouse.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Sort of wrapping things up here, we've talked about the importance of this book, why it's doing as well as it is, not only in the United States, but worldwide. What do you think is the need for this book?
Well, I think the need is that it's like the secret sauce to connecting satisfying spirituality and meaning to your everyday life. It is like the linchpin to success and growth in your personality. You will learn a lot about subjects you didn't know about in the process, and you will become a more fulfilled person. If you don't read the book, you are like a stained glass window in the dark, waiting for the light. Socrates said that knowledge is the food of the soul. Yogi Berra said, if you don't know where you're going, you may never get there. One of the greatest triumphs of life is to solve life's mysteries and overcome life's randomness and the mundane. Learn why the self is important for you and why it has powered all the greatest achievers. Now is the time to renew areas of your life that need hope. Embrace the strength of enriched self and soul for the journey forward. The longer you wait, the less time you'll have to enjoy better. Take time to read Enriching the Self and Soul.
Boy, and that is so well said. And if you don't trust Socrates, I mean, who's Socrates? You got Yogi Berra that will be there to reinforce that. I love that. From one end of the scale to the other, and they both say basically the same thing, and both very very knowledgeable in their own way, with their own way of expressing it. The book is so well done and answers so many questions that all of us have, and you've done the research for years and hundreds of books, literally, to put the answers together in a very relatable, understandable manner. The book is Enrichment of the Self and Soul. It's written by Richard Chura, that's C-H-O-U-R-A. His website is richardchura.com, book available at globalsummonhouse.com, the publisher. You'll find it at all of the usual places and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Richard, a few minutes left in the program here. Are you working on something else now? Any other book that you're working on?
I'm not. I have two other books that I started. One was on astronomy, and one was on quantum physics. And then I was thinking of another one on geometry of spiritual geometry. But anyway, who knows?
Well, yes, you do such a wonderful job in presenting these topics that would go, boy, that seems awful complex, and you're reading it. It's like, boy, Richard has done a great job of breaking this down. And again, answering questions and doing it in a way that we all can understand and change our lives in the process. Enrichment of the Self and Soul is the name of the book. Richard Chura, the author. Richard, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being on to talk about the book, Enrichment of the Self and Soul. And hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. Thank you for this opportunity.
It has been a pleasure. Richard Chura, that's C-H-O-U-R-A. The book is Enrichment of the Self and Soul. You'll find it basically wherever books are sold. Or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Get information on Richard and the book. We're back on today's program, This Week in America, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.